Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Gentlemen, listeners, lovers, and friends, it's your boy Davey. Dave's Good Vibration Station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, what in the world do we mean by that? Well, it means a heck of a lot of things, but we mean to make you feel better, to direct your energy in a more positive way, to affect yourself, your planet, and your universe in a positive way. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. And as you know, we like to raise your vibration here. LA Talk Radio. We have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, we like to bring in knowledgeable, inspiring, influential, impactful people that have dedicated their lives to raising the vibration of not only themselves, but the people around them and their planet. That leads me to welcoming my very special guest today, the one and only Dr. Michelle. Welcome to the Vibration Station. How you doing today, Doc?
Hey. Hey, David, it's great to be on with you.
Well, it is such a pleasure to have you, and for those of you, I'm sure all of you are already familiar with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. Gotta make sure to check her out on the couch every Friday at 11. Once again, that's Dr. Michelle's On the Couch here on LA Talk Radio every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Super cool stuff. She gets a lot of listeners. She's one of Internet Radio's Frontier 50. She's hot stuff. Let me just tell you that, to say the least. She's definitely has the knowledge, the power of knowledge. So it is always a blessing when we get to have her here on the studio. Gosh, your PR people are just so difficult to deal with sometimes, Doc. They just are so hard to get a hold of. I'm serious. No, I'm kidding.
Your PR, not listening.
No, I'm kidding. Your PR people are wonderful, and I love them. I love them so much. So today's show, Doc and I were talking, and we were talking about last week, because I asked her last week, I said, hey, Doc, I have this idea for a show for next Sunday, and it includes you. She goes, whoopee! what's it about?
That's exactly what I said.
That's exactly what you said. I said, well, I think that, you know, Doc, it's really important. We talk about all these different aspects. Every single week, we talk about a new aspect of how to raise your vibration of, you know, whether it's, you know, sitting in traffic and learning how to, you know, ohm for a moment or just tune the frequency higher, not curse at the people around you, or whether it's just to not get stressed at your job and live a more woo-saw lifestyle, whatever it is. We're always encouraging you here on the Vibration Station to expand your knowledge of your control of your life, right? Because essentially, that's what that's what we here on the Vibration Station believe is the most powerful aspect of this experience, is learning how to deliberately create your life. So through, you know, focus, momentum, expectation, and just directing thought momentum in the direction that you choose to receive an outcome from. Now, Doc, the reason why I love so much bringing you here on the Vibration Station is because I know that sometimes I can get a little in the cosmos. I know that. I know that sometimes in talking about vibration and frequency and alignment and quantum physics and the universe and it's all love and connected, for someone that has been molded to the more traditional Western understandings, right? It's a little shocking to the consciousness to even start to perceive that we are not just one drop in the entire ocean, but the entire ocean in one drop, right? So that's why I like to bring you, the doc, Dr. Michelle, here on the studio, on the show with us, in the studio vibrationally, to talk about the psychological aspect. What's going on in the mind? What's going on in the background, in the back scenes of, you know, your brain chemicals when you decide to feel better, when you deliberately decide to shift your momentum in a certain way. So today's show is going to be dedicated to understanding how to climb up the emotional ladder, right? Dr. Michelle is going to get into that with us a little bit. And also, just pretty much how taking responsibility for the events that happen in your life is actually giving you more control over the events that happen in your life. And then we're going to talk about how the brain reacts to believing in itself and expectations and receiving things. So it's going to be a great show. First and foremost, Doc, how are you feeling today?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Dave. Thanks. It's another beautiful day here in Southern California. So
yes,
what can
is.
I tell you?
It absolutely is.
All the people listening back east or in the cold parts of the country right now, I'm sorry to say that. But.
Well, there is always the pendulum that keeps swinging. So we here in SoCal will get our cold time when it comes around.
Yeah.
We actually just got over it. So now it's their turn. No,
there you go.
They've had it for a while though. But, so, Doc, that question is actually very, very important and key to what we're talking about today. Dr. Michelle, how are you feeling today?
Right.
Okay?
Right, right.
Now, the reason why that was my... Sorry, go on.
No. I mean, I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting to. And in terms of, you know, trying to function every day as we all do, we all have jobs or we have responsibilities, and sometimes we don't get up and say, I feel great.
Of course.
Sometimes the first thing we think about when we get up is, this is what I have to do today. We're kind of on that hamster wheel of tasks, you know?
Absolutely.
So
which can
when you ask me how I'm doing, the first thing I do when I wake up is I just don't go anywhere in my mind. And I always suggest this to people, too. I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty well because I woke up and I allowed myself just to be and look out the window and look at the trees and listen to the birds. I know it sounds really very basic, but just not go to the, what things do I have to do today?
Yes.
What things do I have to do this week? And start getting stressed.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so I don't, that's how I'm doing pretty well, because I started off my day in a pretty good, as you would say, Davey, high vibration.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's
great. And what, Doctor, what can we do on our daily lives, in our daily lives, to enhance feeling better? Now, I know that that's a really broad question, but let me just sprinkle a couple examples, and then the mic is all yours, all right? You know, I personally am dealing with something that's brand new to my consciousness, and it has definitely put ripples in my emotions, right? And along with this, millions and millions of people are dealing with the exact same thing, but in just different ways. A dear family member of mine was diagnosed with a disease, right? Thankfully, it's curable, and he's getting a lot better. It's all pointing in the perfect direction. So it's not that I'm worried. It's just that it's almost like it haunts you a little, you know, because you love this person so much, you care about them so much, and then you see what they're dealing with. You see this literally like living hell. You know what I'm saying? That they have to deal with. And they're the best people on the planet, too. They're the most wholehearted, best, like, would do anything for anyone, put themselves in front of anybody else person you could ever imagine. And it's like, you think to yourself, why them? You know? Why them? Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I have dear friends of mine that are dealing with the same thing. So I realized that it has significantly put a ripple in my ability to maintain a super happy state of consciousness. Now, Davey Good Vibes, I'm known for being a positive person. It is what I choose to be known for. It is what I almost pride myself on being known for, a high vibrating individual, right? It's we're the host of the Vibration Station, and we're here to raise your vibration. It's all about love, light, happiness, joy, infinite abundance, and laughter, you know? That whole lifestyle. Right. But I was thrown off my rocker, Doc. I was thrown off my rocker. And,
well, sure.
And I still am. And I'm getting a grasp on it, and I'm actually learning how this was a tremendous blessing in disguise, and how I'm becoming a better person because of it, how he's becoming a better person because of it, and how everybody around him is becoming a better person because of it. But regardless of that, it's still so difficult to see and to try to help, but know that you have no control over helping, right? So I guess what I'm going to say to you, Doc, is from a psychological perspective, because this is probably not the first time someone said to you, what do I do? What do I do when I don't feel good? But Doc, what would you say to me? What would you say to these millions of people of the world? What would you say to our hundreds of thousands of listeners right now that are saying, you know, that are saying, Doc, what do I do because I don't feel good, whether it be someone sick that I love, or I hate my job, or I am not living the circumstances that I like and I see no way out? What would you say to that person?
That's a really good question. So we all know that we can't change per se our perception of reality. When we wake up every day, or we go through our days and we're dealing with the reality of someone who we love who's very ill, or we just lost our job, or our partner just left us, or, you know, someone who we really love got into a bad accident, things like that.
Yes.
Or we ourselves are facing really a difficult physical disorder or something.
Right.
You know, it's reality. So we can't per se ignore it because it's in our face every day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But some of the teachers, you know, like Esther Hicks, with Abraham, the Law of Attraction and all that, she really emphasizes the fact that even though we are faced with reality, we can try to make the best out of what's going on. And, you know, that's possibly, some people would call it denial in the psychological circles.
Yeah.
In a way, denial is a survival mechanism.
It is, of course.
You're not denying that thing is happening.
Right.
What you're doing is you're trying to not be obsessed. This is my suggestion.
Yeah.
Obsessed 24/7 with, oh my God, my life's horrible. Look at all the things that are happening.
Right.
With constant thoughts.
Right. Right.
What, and we call that sometimes catastrophizing.
Mm.
Because you've got so many things. Oh my gosh, I'm about ready to lose my job. I'm tired. I don't feel well. My relative is really sick. I just got into a car accident. You know, all these things.
Right.
It's like, if you can somehow really start your day by looking at a peaceful time, just calming your thoughts. You know, we've talked about meditation, Dave.
Of course.
Or relaxing, listening to your favorite music. Just starting your day without jumping into that chaotic thought process. This will help. Number two, you know, what you can do is when these thoughts come up, you can allow them to come up, the fearful thoughts. But sometimes it's good to say, yes, but look at the blessings that I do have.
Absolutely.
And that's how we sort of segue those fearful negative thoughts to more positive thoughts. And that helps as well.
And I think, Doc, in doing that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in doing that, not only are you making yourself feel better by deliberately pivoting your thoughts into a more positive direction, but when you choose to deliberately pivot your thoughts in a more positive direction, you then trigger a whole new, you could call it plane or platform or even dimension of vibrational opportunity that opens up to you. So,
yeah.
We are coming into the understanding, and science is even starting to admit that we do live in a quantum universe. Okay? This mm-hmm. means that literally everything and anything is possible if and only if there is enough energy directed towards it to make it possible. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
If we are in the slumps, if we are feeling really shitty, excuse my French, or we're just like, you know, on a daily basis because of a condition in our lives, because of something that's going on, or we just wake up and just don't feel good. It's okay to just
right.
wake up and not feel good sometimes. Like, that happens.
Sure.
It happens, you know?
Sure.
But the determining factor of what you're attracting and what your vibration is going to be revolves around how long you choose to saturate yourself in that slumpy vibration. Do you,
yeah.
This is kind of the determining factor, is do you maintain the slumpiness or do you reach for something better? Reach for something better.
Mm-hmm.
As you just said, Doc, you know, Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks, who does talk about these ideas and is a great teacher of these ideas, she talks about just reaching for a better thought. Reaching for a better thought. She even goes as far as to say, well, I can say that better. So let's say you're in a sentence or you're even talking to yourself and you say,
mm-hmm.
oh, we'll use an example. Oh, this person that I love is sick. Well, I can say that
right.
better. Oh, this person
right.
that I love, I can see is getting better. Well, I can say that better. This person looks great today. I can even say that better. This person, you know,
right.
you just start climbing the emotional scale. So all of a sudden you started out at the low vibration of, oh, I feel so bad. I have no control over this person being sick because I love them so much. But then you climbed yourself all the way to, wow, look how great he looks today. Look at how amazing the labs are turning out. Look at how quickly right. he's healing. And look at how just, you know, you could even go on to a plethora of the positive aspects of
yeah.
this disease. Look at how he's changed his life in a positive way. Look, you know, just all these just different things. And this is just one
yeah.
example in a trillion, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But
yeah.
But yeah, that idea of deliberately pivoting your momentum to climb up the emotional ladder, not only does it make you feel better, but it starts to attract better feeling experiences.
Right, right. I agree.
Go on. It's all you.
No, go ahead. This is great.
I just had a question
for you. I think this is really great, what you're saying.
I appreciate that, Doc. Well, I think it's really great to have you on the show. By the way, if you've just tuned in with us here on LA Talk Radio, you are on the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. We have the one and only Dr. Michelle from On the Couch here on LA Talk Radio every Friday at 11 a.m., that is. Got to make sure you can't miss her. Channel 1. Friday at 11, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Today we're talking about climbing up that emotional ladder on feeling better when there's droopy situations happening in your life, difficult situations. We're also talking about how much control you actually do have over the events that manifest into your life, and how if you just start deliberately kind of pivoting a more positive momentum in the direction that you want to experience, well, according to the laws of the universe, it has to start revealing to you. Could be little by little, could be in one big foul swoop, depending on how much you expect and how much energy you have devoted to it. That's what it's all about. Law of attraction, baby.
That is right.
You get what you give.
That's exactly right. I agree, Dave. It is all about thought process. It really is. It's about how you can change your thoughts and change your life.
Yes.
And that's part of the affirmation thing that, you know, a lot of therapists teach about changing your thoughts, and that will change a lot of your behaviors as well. So,
definitely.
You know, we can use a lot of tools in order to sort of, and again, it's not completely denying the reality of what's going on around us in our lives. What it is, basically, it's being a little gentler on our minds.
Yes.
And slowly moving into kinder, more loving thoughts towards ourselves and our others.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And others who we love. But it is just saying, I'm going to think more positive. Like you said, Dave, you see this relative in a very good light. You see them healthier. That's lovely.
Absolutely.
You know, you can look at the positive things going on in your life. What are the positive things? List the things that you can be grateful for, rather than focusing on all of the troublesome
yes.
things that are in your life.
Yes.
Try to list the things you're grateful for every day. There are these people who, you know, regularly do list 10 things they're grateful for first thing in the morning.
That's really cool.
And they take them with them, and then they look at them during the day, during their breaks or whatever they're doing in their day.
Wow.
And really think about those things, because that's changing your thought, rewiring your thoughts to more positive thoughts
exactly.
rather than, oh my God, this is happening, I can't control this, my life's a disaster, because that's rewiring to the negative.
Exactly.
So we want to rewire our brains to the positive.
Yeah, and when we start practicing, I just want to emphasize this idea that actually you taught me a lot of, Doc, is when you start practicing feeling better, it becomes easier and 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 easier, right?
Yes.
And scientifically and on a psychological, you know, scientific level, talking about, you know, the brain chemistry and everything, when you decide to think more positive, what happens yes. is you start to develop a neural net in your brain, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So as yes. you reinforce these good feelings, as you reinforce these feelings of positivity, of it's all going to be okay, of I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I see why this happened in my life to make me a better, more prosperous in all areas of my life individual. You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
like when you start beating that drum, as Esther would say, versus beating the drum of what's in front of you and the negativity, you actually literally develop neural nets in your brain. New parts of your brain becomes activated. It's like
yeah.
it's like you're turning on a light switch in your brain for happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
the more you keep that light switch on, every time you feel depressed, you turn that light switch off, and then the depression neural net starts. Every time you feel happy, you turn that happy light switch on, and those happy neural nets start to develop. And what a neural net is just a synapse connecting to a neuron, or a neuron connecting to a synapse in the brain, fueled by an electromagnetic charge. Where does that charge come from? This is the universe. This is source. This is creation. This is life force. This is God force. What is that electromagnetic charge that beats your heart every moment? It's love, baby. That's what it is. Source love. At least that's what I believe. And the more that we recognize that, the more that we are in alignment with that, the more that we practice that, and the more that we're grateful for that, the more life just reveals to us reassuring, affirmative aspects that, yes, you are living an abundant life. Yes, you are living a healthy life. Yes, everybody around you is infinitely blessed and has anything and everything available to them at all times that they could ever possibly imagine. And they're expanding into more every second, and it's perfect in just the way it is. So the more we practice that, the better off we are.
Yes, that's really right. I agree. And again, we can't deny reality, but somehow we can shift our thoughts to another reality, which is true, which is we do have things that we can be grateful for.
Yes, you know? Yes.
We talk about affirmations. You've talked about those as well. It's really important to help, again, rewire, as you said, those neural patterns. Things like affirmations. You have, besides the gratitude lists, what is an affirmation? It's a positive thought or statement that you try to repeat to yourself and sort of implant in your inner consciousness. It's a source for inspiration. So, you know, once it's really entrenched in our subconscious minds, it guides our thoughts and actions in a better direction. So it becomes a habit of thought, which is really great. So positive affirmations, you know, sort of instruct our body and our mind to act in a certain way.
Exactly.
So I think those are great, but you have to believe those affirmations. You can't just say something like, I am a millionaire.
Right.
And look at it every morning blankly while you go to your, $15 an hour job.
Yeah, or
you're driving, you know, your really old funky car that's pasted together and can barely run.
Exactly.
You know, you have to believe your affirmation.
No, I'm so sorry. I interrupted you. Please go.
No, you can start gently. You can say things like, smaller.
I'm moving towards.
Gently.
I'm moving.
Have affirmations. Things you can believe.
Yes.
You know, what do you believe about yourself?
Yes.
I am a good person. Write that down.
Very
if you
true.
Believe you're a good person. I am a frugal person. In other words, I take care of my bills and I take care of my environment, so I'm not overspending. Write that down.
Yes.
Things that you think about yourself that you can really understand and buy into, write it down.
Exactly. And I just wanted to throw this out here for the listeners is, if you're going to write an affirmation, exactly, Doc, you got to believe in it. Just like Dr. Michelle said, if you don't believe in the affirmation that you're saying, it's going to do a disservice to the energy, right?
Right.
So if we, let's just accept for one moment, take all of our conditional circumstances and just kind of put them off to the side for a second, okay? I know it's very difficult to do, but just for a moment, let's just try to tap into nothingness and just say that for this moment in time, everything is energy. Everything is on this scale of vibrational energy, and it's all vibrating in perfect harmony with everything. But it's your choice where that energy vibration tips towards, and it can literally tip anywhere, right?
Right.
It can tip into goodness. It can tip into sadness. It can tip into billions and billions of dollars. It can tip into billions and billions of dollars in foreclosure or debt.
Yep.
So let's just imagine that you are this living energy, this existing vibration, and whatever you want, you get, as long as you visualize and feel as if you already have it. Right?
Right, but you have to believe it.
So
you
that's
have to believe it, that you are capable of it.
Yes,
because
exactly.
If you don't, you're going to self-destruct. You know, you're going to
exactly.
not be able to achieve what you want.
Exactly.
Because your mind has to really buy into it, that you're capable of that.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's why we write those affirmations that are real, because we want to instill those, you know, that wiring, so as to speak, in our minds to say, I am this person.
Right.
I believe that I'm this. I truly do believe that I'm this. Then the next
yes.
step is, you know, creating your future in your mind.
Absolutely.
What are you capable of?
And it's also, you know, you can say, I am becoming, I am becoming. So that way, it's not as heavy of a burden to say, I am right now a billionaire or a
right.
millionaire, whatever it is that you want.
Right.
Maybe it could be easier for you to say, at my $15 an hour job, I am on my way to realizing my millions of dollars, right? Also, I want to throw this out here really quick, again, for listeners, because this concept is what allowed me to manifest everything that I manifest today is through this concept, all right? I believe and I hold on to the idea that God, source, creation, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to do with it, put a name on it. I call it source. I call it creation. I call it creator of creation, just the universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Allness, oneness, wholeness. So in this oneness, you cannot work. I'm trying to put this into perfect words. You cannot work hard enough to earn all that you deserve. Okay, that was perfectly said, and that's exactly how I wanted to say it. You cannot work hard enough to earn all that you deserve. Meaning, you were born with the potential of receiving billions of dollars, the perfect relationship, the best of everything, the most luxurious and best of everything that you could ever imagine. You were born with the potential of already having all of these things, right?
Yes.
The
yeah.
reason why you don't have these things is because you choose not to realize that they are available to you at all times. So, here we are, this energy being, let's go back to this. Here we are, this energy being, right? All we got to do to get anything we want is just focus, just pivot our energy in that direction. So, I decide that I want to create a path for myself where I effortlessly receive $10 million or greater every year, right?
Right.
To most people, if you're making $15 an hour, that's gonna do the opposite of inspire you to money. That's gonna make you realize how hard you're gonna have to work to get $10 million a year. That's gonna trigger this thing in you, which is gonna be like, oh my God, I'm never gonna be a millionaire, you know? But if you can disconnect. That sounds like Yoda, my voice cracked. If one can disconnect, if you can disconnect what's happening in your reality from what you believe you are capable of receiving, regardless of the conditions that you're living, the universe has to start yielding to you those conditions that you feel and believe that you deserve to receive. What I'm saying is you can manifest a situation for yourself to, let's say you decide you want $10 million a year. You have available to you right now the option of manifesting a situation for yourself that yields to you $10 million or more a year, so as long as you keep feeling the vibration of what it feels like to be a multimillionaire. As long as you do not compare the rational, well, I make this much money and I'm going to have to do this and this and this and this and this. Stop being so rational. It kills the miracles of the universe. Rationality and practicality. Now, I'm not saying don't always be rational and practical because we need to have a balance. But when you want to manifest something, when you believe that you deserve something, but you see no paths in which it can come to you, the only way for you to receive it is to know that you already are it. You already are a multi-multi-millionaire. You were born a multi-multi-millionaire. And it is just a matter of you feeling your millions of dollars, acting as if you are a philanthropic, great millionaire, billionaire, whatever it is. And somehow, some way, through the laws of the universe, I think if it can create a vast multitude of solar systems and planets and life forms, I think it can yield to you a big pile of money in an effortless way, no problem. It's just a matter of realizing that it is possible and getting rid of your rational thinking of, well, that's not possible because there's too many conditions for me to receive that. Sorry for my rampage.
I hear you. You are a big believer and motivator for people and their success. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, we all would like to have, you know, more money, I guess, to lower our stressors. Some people want to live a great life. Some people, but I mean, it not only applies to people who want to be, as you say, you know, millionaires or you know, that financial prosperity.
No.
You know, your kind of positive thinking and belief also, and I want to emphasize this, can apply to people who simply want to feel better.
Exactly.
They have depression. Who want to get rid of their anxiety, who want to just live comfortable lives. They don't have to be millionaires. They just want to have comfortable lives where they're happier, simpler, happier. And, you know, people can do that, again, by really believing that they're worthy of it, that they are capable of it, by really doing the small steps that we talked about earlier, writing the positive affirmations that they can believe in, trying to not focus on all the negative things all the time. Try to count your blessings and have gratitude for those things.
Yes.
You know, there's all these little steps that we can do to change the wiring, to change, like you said, the brain. What did you say? The neural patterns in our brain.
Yes.
There's all these things we can do that really help train our brain to be more at peace, happier.
Yes.
And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be all about, I want to be a billionaire.
It can be about, of course,
just want some peace. I want good health.
Absolutely.
I want my family member to have good health.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, it really can help you.
Yes. And I was just using the millions and the billions of dollars as a variable. You know, the money, I was just using that as an example,
right?
And I just use money because money is freedom, right? I just use money because everybody needs money to live, you know?
If you have enough money, you don't have to go to that stressful job that you're in that you hate.
You don't have to fear
you know, having a health problem and not having enough money to pay for, you know, your medical expenses. Indeed.
Exactly.
I'm not denying that, money does give us relief sometimes from, you know, a lot of our worries and stressors.
And I was just, like I said, I was just using that as an example. You know, you can apply that same...
Oh, I understand. I'm not at all judging you, Davey.
Oh, no, I know that. I totally know that. I was just saying, you know, you can, just like you said, Doc, is you can apply that to the health of yourself, the health of a family member, even the well-being of your consciousness, the well-being of your vibration. You can apply that to, you know, getting off of a substance that you're addicted to. You can apply that to, increasing, you know, anything that you want in your life, increasing health, wealth, happiness, stability, the biggest thing, the most powerful thing that people tend to forget. Literally, I believe the most powerful thing in the universe is clarity. Because if you are clearer on who you are, what you are, what you want, what you're capable of, then the person standing next to you, then you will have the ability to teach them how to receive and be and do and have pretty much anything that they want. Clarity is the king of, how do I say this? Clarity is the king, or should I say, is the manager. That's a much better word. Clarity is the manager of how pure your thoughts are. Clarity is the manager of how pure the thoughts that you're going out are. Therefore, the vibrations that you're magnetic to and attracting, the more clearer you are, the more clean it's going to manifest. The more wobbly you are, the more kind of not as clean is going to matter. But that's why people aren't as clearly open to seeing how present the law of attraction really is in every single situation of their lives, is because people are wobbling all over the place. Is because people are not so focused wholeheartedly on feeling good in this area and then receiving it, feeling good in this area and then receiving it onto the next, right? They set these goals and then they set these long-term goals, and therefore it becomes a long-term goal. Therefore, you can't be vibrationally equivalent to receiving, you know, a situation that will yield to you what you want in a short period of time because you don't believe that you can. So it really is all about that.
Well, I agree, Davey. That's really well said. And I wanted to share with you that what I hear a lot and have heard for years from a lot of patients is that they say, I want to do talk therapy. Okay. So that usually means to a lot of people, I just want to dump all my problems, which is great. But what I try to help them with is, you know, encouraging them to share what their feelings and pain and fears are, and their background, what they went through, how they feel now about their lives. But then I think the important thing is to teach people how to move on. Because just like you're saying, you have to be able to be clear. And what I encourage a lot of patients to do is to really, think about their past, understand how they've bought into a lot of negative things and beliefs about themselves, and then change now. Let's change your thoughts. Let's get clear and stop ruminating over how horrible your life has been, what a horrible thing, you know, things that have been put in front of you. Everyone's mean to me. I never find good relationships. Right. Everyone cheats on me. Nobody, I think, would love me enough. I'll never have enough money. All of those messages.
It's beating the drum.
Somehow, and I teach them to somehow say, get clear, as you said, Dave.
Yes.
Get clear on what you would like.
Yes.
And then start slowly focusing on taking the steps in your thought process,
yes,
and in your actions out there in the world as to getting some of those things. What rationally can you do, you know, to get some of those things? Not in a frenzy. Do it calmly, methodically. Find things that you would like. Start thinking about what you'd like. Start getting instruction, classes, information, taking action, and work on those self-affirmations. Get rid of those beliefs about yourself that you're not worthy. Get clear on what you'd like and how you can achieve them. That's what I teach.
That's so true. That's so true. That's so powerful, Doc. I do think you know how powerful your teachings are. I just wanted to say. Listeners, can you all do me a favor and check out www.talkshowtherapist.com? Once again, that's www.talkshowtherapist.com. Well, thank you.
That's my website.
That is Dr. Michelle's website, and it's so informative. She's so awesome. Man, you're just you've helped so many people. You're just you're so acclaimed for you know, being the media psychologist, and I want to thank you so much for dedicating your life to helping people better understand how great they really are. I want you to know that is one of the most humble professions, I believe, that a person can dedicate themselves to. And not only have you done it, you know, on an individual scale, but Doctor, you've chosen to do it on a global scale and really take the whole world under your wing and show them that they are capable of love. They are worthy of love. They are worthy of getting rid of the old past hindrances that, you know, that the poor little inner child had to deal with and never really got over, you know? And that doctor is, you know, that's so inspiring to me, and that's inspiring. I mean, you know, that's what makes the world go round, is if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for people like you, and if it wasn't for you, you know, taking it to a global level, you know, people would not have the access to the help that you give them. And I'm just so grateful that you've chosen to be who you are and do what you do, because you do it so freaking well.
Well, thank you so much, Davey. And I really want to tell everyone out there that they should continue to listen to you, because you are really a positive inspiration for people as well, with your beliefs in the law of attraction and, you know, your positive thinking that you teach. And you are so young. What blows me away is you're so young and you totally get it. So I'm saying to you, good for you.
Well,
good for you. Keep up your work too.
Thank you so much, Doc. I really, really appreciate that, and I can't thank you enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing the conclusion. Just like every start, we do have an end. And I'm so sorry that we have come to this time. But it is a time of unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. I want to say I love each and every single one of you with all of my heart. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Also, I want to make sure that you guys follow me on Twitter. That's at Good Vibe Station, just at Good Vibe Station. I also want to give a shout out and a great thank you to our favorite sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Soulwear, the clothing company that puts love light into every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high quality sports and nice casual clothing with beautiful sacred geometry designs. Wear your vibration and lighten up. check out GiveLoveOfferWisdom.com. That's GiveLoveOfferWisdom.com. Also got to check out TalkShowTherapist.com. That is Dr. Michelle's website. And of course, tune in every Friday at 11 to On the Couch. Doc, thank you so much. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you, baby. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. All the old school new ones are popping up, coming up like a fresh bud from the mud. Everybody fell in love like they never did, learning how to live in this dream, lucid. All the avatars are coming back as our kids, teaching us all the words and the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe, sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Better say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, give it thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path, turning to the Puritan. Open up your eyes, the light time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happened. Beautiful sound, fire blazing, blazing from head to the ground, giving our praises, praises, love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness, we toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are, like a grandma, grandma, from birth to the stars, take this love, you deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now. Going up, lighting up, circle up, coming up, listen up, there.